Yeah. They were initially told they weren't a fit for the first role, but then, in what seemed like a glimmer of hope, were told they were perfect for another role.
Okay, so a potential pivot.
Right. So they went through an entirely second interview process for that new opportunity, only to be ghosted again.
Oh, that's just awful. That's a double whammy of disappointment.
It really is, and it feels like a clear indicator of a communication chain that isn't just broken, but maybe never really existed in the first place, you know, for the candidate.
It speaks to a systemic issue, I think, where that initial outreach isn't always followed by a commitment to closure. It's almost like a bait and switch, even if it's inadvertent sometimes.
Right.
And it's not just the unsolicited outreach that gets people. What truly compounds the frustration is the sheer investment of time and emotion involved in the job search process itself.
Yeah.
We're not talking about just a quick click of a button here. People are spending many hours of time on calls, on meticulously crafting applications, and even in